thing for you to do and just allow these beautiful light beings to help you. If you're brand new to the show, what you may want to do is click on Creation Lightship under Station 1 and scroll down and bring up the beautiful light being on the screen. She's about an inch or so down on your monitor. And we're going to do an energizing right now for her. And there's also the Lightship insignia, which you may want to look at also. That will be energized. So either way, both of these will have energy in them. So we're going to first do this for you. And again, just sit back and relax. And you may feel some energies move in your body. And here we go. She's being energized right now. And so is the Lightship insignia. And you're going to start to probably feel the energies moving around through and around your body. And what we're going to do, first of all, is our entity clearing. And naturally, entities are energy bodies of emotional people who've lived here. And they don't have a spirit energy in them. They are, in a sense, a spirit because they are invisible. But they don't carry a soul. We'll use that terminology now. Where yourself, you have that. And what's out of your eyes is its energy. But the energy of the emotional bodies does not have this, so it needs to have a source of energy, so it will come to us and attach to us, unfortunately, and can bring us addictions and have us do real strange things in our life. So here we go. We're going to bring in energy to help get this released. So right now we're working with our legs here. So kind of sit back and relax and just see how your legs feel as this energy starts to get released from you. Going to the left leg first, moving on down here from your hip joint all the way down to the bottom of your feet. And we're doing the left leg and doing the kneecap now and doing the ankle and starting with your toes. So what happens is if you have a particular condition, maybe you had a sprained ankle, maybe you've had it 5 years ago, and for some reason you still have some pain there. Well, maybe the entity is still in your body or entities that have attached to you, and they haven't left yet. So you could have residual pain for many years. Or if it's a pretty recent event, or maybe it happened a week ago and you still have pain there, they can also bring you additional pain over and on top of what you've already have experienced. So maybe you have a pain that maybe is like a 4 pain and it does hurt. Well, when they come in, they carry pain energy too. And when that happens, at that point, you might have an 8 pain. So we're taking these energies out of you. Now we're going to the right leg. And again, just kind of take note of your body. See how you feel. The energies are very quickly released from you. And the earth spirit now has the ability to gather up these wonderful energies that it has created to experience life on the surface of the planet here. And unfortunately, the dark side for no better way of saying it. The dark side has prevented the beautiful earth spirit from having its experience from you, and so this is why this problem is here. So here we go. They're being released out of your right leg now. Now we're going to do your hip sockets. A lot of people have problems with their hip joints, and this is the pelvis area too. So anything to do with that area, we're taking energies and entities out of it. Here we go, coming out. And we just did an Immaculate Conception the other day on Sylvie and Rob in Canada. And they just loved it here, looks like. The Immaculate Conception, I'll still do clearings here. I'll just describe what it is. What we do is we go back to 10 months prior to your conception. And some people have requested that. They didn't really like their parents too much, or their parents didn't want to have them. And so they never felt that anything was right during their conception process. So what we do is we go back 10 months and clear away the emotional energy and the mental energy from both parents. We work from 10 months all the way down to your original point of conception. And at that time, your spirit is infused with the Lightship energy also, so you have this beautiful sperm and egg meeting with the Lightship energy. And it's just a wonderful experience. You can feel energies move and leave your body. Some people really don't know very few people probably don't know who their parents are, and this is a great thing because they now get divine energy into them, and they feel this great release because now they're connected to the divine versus wondering who was their parents. And this healing is very, very nice. So this is called the Immaculate Conception. And here we go. Now we're moving up to the energies from our shoulders on down. This entails all of our internal organs. If you have any problem with your back, maybe your spine has a problem, we're also taking away entities there also. And here we go. More energy is coming out here. And again, just sit back and relax. You might want to sample and look. Bring out your psychic radar and kind of just look at yourself. Feel the energies moving around in your body as they're being released. Here we go. That feels good. Now we're going to go up to your left shoulder, rotator cuff, going down to your elbow, wrist, and fingers. And that feels pretty good too. And now we'll go to the right side of you. Wonderful. Coming out too. And we're going to bring more of your spirit back into you in a couple of minutes. Remember, you cannot leave a void. If you happen to leave a void, then entities can come back into you again. So that's kind of a no-no. You always want to fill the gap with the divine energy of yourself. So here we go. Moving up to your neck now. Some people maybe have had a problem with their neck and maybe pain in their neck, maybe a whiplash from a car accident or something. This will actually help you get rid of some of the pain that you're dealing with here. Here we go. And more is coming out. Great. Now we're going to be working with your head itself. So we'll start to work with your ears and your eyes, work with your sinuses, anything. Maybe you have a toothache. We'll help with that too. With these entities that get drawn to you through this pain. Remember, if they have had a pain in their lifetime, remember that they're conscious. This emotional body is a conscious body, and it will resonate to you and come to you where their pain is, what they're experiencing themselves. So the pain actually draws them to you, and like attracts like. They'll resonate to your pain and get attracted to that and come into you. And the degree at which they come in is hard to say. Sometimes they just come in just for a quick time and they leave. Other times they might actually just love your body and want to come into it, and then that's where problems begin. And like I say, if you're not home, who is? And, you know, that's the old saying, life's on nobody home in a sense. So you want to always be with your spirit and your body to have the consciousness of the divine with you. And the entities can talk to you inside of your head and have you do strange things. And the most negative thing is when you do something and you get caught, maybe you did something where you actually hurt someone and then you end up in jail or something like that, or even worse, maybe prison. So here we go. Taking entities out of your head right now, whatever's attached, inside, outside. And good, they're now gone. I'm going to bring more of you back into your body now. So this is called a spirit retrieval. We're going to bring this energy back to you. And remember, the light only works in the now. Anything that's outside of the now is not of the light. And so the way your spirit leaves you, it's in the moment, right now, we'll say, in the moment now, and the present moment. And if you have pain in that present moment of time, part of you leaves you. A little piece of your spirit just takes off. You know, like, been here, done that. It's too painful here. Another part of you pops up, just like in a toaster coming up out of the toaster, a piece of bread, and it goes, oh man, it's too bad here too, and it takes off. Well, each moment in time, you go through this process, and maybe after 15 minutes of maybe being in physical pain, eventually the pain has subsided enough and subdued enough so that now your spirit can come up and handle that. But in the meantime, you're losing spirit fragments. And you want to always call those back to you. Here we go. Going to come back into your body now. I'm going to count to 10. We have lots of energy around you of your spirit. And you might even feel a presence around you right now. And when you come back into your body, you are going to feel a little heavier. This is always normal for everyone. Here we go. Coming back in. So I'll count to 10 as you come in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'd like you just to kind of sit back and relax and kind of sample the energy in your body and just see how you feel. And we'll put some music on here so you can kind of understand your spirit. And then we'll do some more healing after this year. Might want to get up, maybe take a few steps around, bend over, stretch, twist, and just see how your body's doing right now. Wonderful. Okay. What we're going to do next here is a chakra alignment. So again, just kind of sit back and relax. We're going to go to your heart center first of all. And we're now going to position that so that it's properly located in your energetic bodies right now. That looks good to me. So here we go. Now we're going up to your throat chakra. Wonderful. A person called Wade on the fast chat said, "This is great. The pain I have suffered for 2 years is going away." That's great, Wade. So here we go. Going up to your throat chakra, realigning that for you. And now we're going into your third eye energy. Perfect. And below the heart, power chakra, great. And second chakra, wonderful. And first chakra, great. Okay, now we're going to do an opening. So if you wish, we can do the chakra so that their body width. That's what most people kind of prefer, having their chakras open a little bit more so that you can receive more healings. So here we go. I'll use the word spin to open up your chakras. So here we go. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. And third eye. Spin, 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 open. Going down. Power chakra. Spin, below the heart. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Great. Okay. Next, we're going to do the mind to heart drop. Remember, you must surrender your mental body to your heart center to get your guidance. We normally think that our guidance is the voice inside of our head, which really is not true. And what will happen is, people have asked me this here, as you keep doing this exercise, which you can do yourself after we do it once here, you're going to find that you're more connected each time that you do this. So I'd recommend doing this a few times a day. And eventually what's going to happen is it'll be kind of automatic for you. And you're going to find that your mental body, your awakening consciousness, will always be with you going into the heart center. So what you're going to be doing eventually is your heart center is going to be expanded out, and it's going to actually take over your consciousness in your mind. And when that happens is you're able to think with your heart. So that's what you're working towards, okay? But until you can do that, you're going to have to do the exercise to drop down into the heart. And like they say, it's that small, still voice, and that's only because the ego self is kind of like yelling at us to do different things. But after maybe a while of doing these exercises, you're going to find that your heart will actually be talking to you just as loud as your other voice is. And then at that point, you're going to feel very heart-centered as you walk through life. So here we go. Think of an elevator, the 10th floor is your forehead, your awakening consciousness, we'll say. And the first floor is your heart. And this is where your spirit resides. It always stays in your heart center. And as you get more into your body, then your spirit energy will start to expand out also. And you're going to find yourself walking completely with your spirit energy in your body. And it will be at a much higher percentage. So here we go. We're going to drop down your mental body, your awakening consciousness, right into your heart. So going down 10, and I'll go from 10 to 1, and you might feel the energy actually shift in your body as your thoughts start to move down. It's a really neat experience if you can actually feel this happening, because you're going to find, like maybe when I hit 5, you're going to feel your mind actually in your throat area as it's dropping down into your heart. So here we go, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and dropping down some more, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should be in your heart center. We'll just put some more music on here. And again, just connect to your own divinity in your heart center. And stay there. And again, request healing and guidance from your spirit. Okay, we'll do some healings now for everyone. The first one that we're going to do is a sample of the emotional clearing. And there's nothing for you to do. And what you're going to want to do after the sample clearing, you want to just check at different events in your life. And we'll probably go back 5 years here. So you probably want to check 4 years to current. And just look at a situation that happened to you. It could be anywhere from, 4 years out to what happened maybe yesterday. And just kind of see how you feel about that, how you sense the energy. Typically, it's going to be very distant to you. And the event will not put you in trauma as you experience it. So here we go. And we use the chakras just to have a way to communicate the healing. I could do this without doing anything and just have it done instantly, but somehow our mind wants to know that we're doing something, so I have to do or use a way to have this happen. So here we go. We're going to go back from now to your last birthday. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And the healing is done. It's that fast. Okay, the light beings are doing this for you. There's many of them working. Most people have at least 3 to maybe 5. They know your frequency as they connect to you instantly because they pull up your complete spiritual blueprint of who you are along with your spirit blueprint. And so they have the body blueprint right now, and this is how the clearing is done. And there's a lot of work on their part, but down here it just seems to be just very quick and instant. Now we're going to go back 1 full year again from your last birthday. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay. So this clearing is about 80% completed. And I'd like you, again, to look at a situation in your life that upset you, caused you distress, anxiety, fear, there's all different types of emotions that we have. Remember, we're on an emotional planet, so that's how we relate to life here. So just kind of look at a situation right now. Take a deep breath and look at it and just see if it's very distant to you. It should be disattached from you. And what we're going to do next is a feeling body. The feeling body is like the other side of the coin here. It's icing on the cake for most people. I do have people who only live in feelings, and the emotional clearing, they don't really feel too much. But the emotional one is very important because it clears your emotional body, whether you can feel it or not, and it clears your spirit. And this is much like what you're going through when you do your past life review. Although there, on a past life review, when someone passes over, that can take up to 50 years. Here, the light shift does it instantly. So here we go, feeling body, same process. And this is a little bit different, and you may feel extra energies moving in you. Sixth chakra, this is from now to your last birthday. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Another year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay. So again, kind of look at the situation that you dealt with, and it may be even more removed from you. Now, the light ship will never take away your experience. Remember, you're here to have an experience. And that experience is typically to live in the now and to be able to create with the beauty of the divine, and this is why you're here. So the experience will never be taken away, but where there's not love and joy and you experience trauma, they do take the trauma out of you because that prevents your spirit from being fully with you in your body. So that's the most important thing. It has to be cleared. We'll do a sensory body, and this is for people who tend to be sensory overloaded. So we have our regular senses, hearing, sight, taste, feeling, etc., textile. And we can get overloaded. Some people are afraid to walk into a room when there's maybe more than 10 people. You say, I'm going to go to this conference. You want to go with me? And they go, oh, no, I can't do that. You know, there's too many people there, and I pick up all their stuff, and I don't want to do that. Well, this healing can help you eliminate a lot of that past energies. So this is a sensory body. This could even be for people who are sensitive to food. So here we go. This is how you input the energy and how your body responds to it. So we're going to put that and balance it out for you, the same process. Here we go. Sensory body, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. That was from your last birthday to today. 1 year back, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next year back, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next year back, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next year back, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And one more year, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. Okay, and again, look at that situation or many other ones and just kind of see how you feel, how your body is responding. And we have a request to do a fear body. So this body would be what you're hanging on to as far as fears. So here we go, your fear body. May not be exactly called that, but we'll just invent this healing here. So here we go. Sit back and relax and just feel the energy move in your body. So from now to your last birthday, for fear, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next year back, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next year back, and I'm yawning. Oh, there's some issues there. When I yawn, it's a lot of releasing. So if you're yawning yourself, you know that you probably may need this healing, okay, or any of the other ones. So here we go. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Another year, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And one more year, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Okay, and again, look at your life and see how you feel. See if your body is a little more relaxed. I would imagine after these clearings that you're probably starting to melt in your seat here. And that's what normally happens during these clearings. We're going to do two other special clearings. These came up in the last probably month, we'll say. And unfortunately, these clearings are from the dark side energy attaching themselves to us. So the first one we're going to do is parallel life clearings. Now, the parallel lives, typically you could have a couple hundred to maybe 1,000 of these here. And I'll just talk about that really briefly here. People say, well, where do I go when I go to sleep at night? And I get these awful dreams, okay? Well, the parallel lives, the dark side has created an artificial intelligent Earth. They could create hundreds of these that look like our Earth here. And then they create a body that looks like yours, which is also artificial intelligence. And your spirit somehow seems compelled for some reason to go into these bodies to help them out. And it looks like you. Remember, the dark side mimics the light 99.9%. So your spirit's out there doing all different types of work and things in these bodies, jumping from body to body to help them out. And this is strictly the dark side, again, taking your energy. Remember, the dark side lives on your spiritual energy, and it lives on the emotional traumas. So you can imagine what you went through just in this lifetime. Just think if you had 1,000 more of these out there. So your spirit is really being run ragged. And what happens is that you can bring back into this lifetime, where this is a light energy versus artificial intelligence, it can bring back to you the problems of that particular lifetime, maybe a physical illness or something, or pain in your body. So I want you to now think of a condition that you're dealing with. It could be a skin condition. It could be a stomach ache. It could be maybe a skin irritation that you've had for years that's never went away. It could be acne. It could be many, many things. A bladder infection. Remember, you could have, 50, 100 lifetimes with this condition on these artificial intelligent beings that they have, and your spirit comes back to you each night and brings you this energy. So here we go. We're going to release you out of 20 of these parallel lives. And they're just a drop in the bucket. So here we go. First lifetime, and I want you just to take note on your one condition that you're focusing on. And the light ship is going to help you with that. They're going to find these lifetimes and actually go out into the dark universes and find you and bring you back to yourself right now. This is a true spirit retrieval from the darkness. So first lifetime, and you're released from it. Second released, third released, fourth released, fifth released, sixth released, seventh released, eight released, nine released, ten released. So take a deep breath, maybe, and just kind of sample your body right now. Remember, the light ship is out of time, so they have, in a sense, their own time sequence, where we're in time here. So even though this healing only took, say, 15, 20 seconds to do, they could, you know, be doing this and taking, you know, maybe months to find you, okay? Here we go. Number 11, released, 12 released, 13 released, 14 released, 15 released, 16 released, 17 released, 18 released, 19 released, and 20 released. There we go. Again, just kind of see how you feel. And you may start to feel maybe some aches or pains leaving you. This healing I typically charge $200 for if you're interested. I think it's very, very beneficial. I first need to do your emotional clearing first, which is $5 times your age. If you happen to be over 60, then you have a senior citizen discount, we'll say, and anything above that is free. So you just pay for the age of 60. So if you're 85, then those years are free. Next, we're going to do another clearing here. And this clearing is your planetary clearing. This is what your horoscope is attached to. I use the word horror because that's what it really is. It's the dark side showing us very consciously here. Everybody knows about their astrology. You may notice how the planets actually kind of affect you sometimes. And it's talked about very openly. It's the dark side really flaunting itself on you, saying, oh, we got control over your life. We're going to make a chart for you, your birth chart, your natal chart, and how we're going to really affect your life in this lifetime. And you're going to follow the script to the T. So we're going to disconnect you from some of these planets. So far, working with people, I've been up to one particular lady. I went up to, I think, 800 planets that I had to release her out of. Normally, I do about 200. Here we go. So we're going to do 10 planets here. These may or may not be the ones that we know about here. Remember, there's a lot of planets on the dark side, which you're attached to. And these planets cord your physical body. And again, they're there to take away your life force energy from your spirit. Okay, here we go. So the first one here, first planet, disconnected. Second, disconnected. Third, disconnected. Fourth, disconnected. Fifth, disconnected. Sixth, disconnected. Seventh, disconnected. Eighth, disconnected. Nine, disconnected. And 10, disconnected. Again, just kind of take a scan here of your body and just see how your physical body is doing. You may feel, again, some aches and pains leaving you. You might feel a surge of energy. And I'll do 10 more planets for you here. Here we go. Number 11, disconnected. 12, disconnected. 13, disconnected. 14, disconnected. 15, disconnected. 16, disconnected. 17, disconnected. 18, disconnected. 19, disconnected. And 20, disconnected. Again, do a body scan here. I'll just put some music on so you can contemplate and just see how this healing has affected you. Again, just sample your body, look at it. Turn into a physical illness that you may have and just see how you feel about it. Thank you. Okay. So I just came back from the Conscious Life Expo that was in Los Angeles. I was on one of the panels there. And this will also be posted probably in the near future on YouTube. So I'll have three new events. I'll have my lecture and my workshop that I did there, and also the panel on the 2012 panel. And the panel didn't really understand too much. As you talk to New Age people, they kind of think that being in your heart and smiling at people is really all that you need to know or do to have the ascension process. So they think just being in your heart and being able to find a cause, whatever that would be, is enough to have the change at, say, 2012 when that's going to happen. Although the light shift doesn't exactly tell you when it's going to be, it doesn't tell me, but we'll just say it's 2012. But they're missing the boat because they're not understanding that you must be in your body fully to do the ascension. They just think having love energy in your heart is all that you need. So it was interesting to hear all the practitioners talk about that. And they're also saying about how, you know, you have good thoughts and how you can create your reality and this and that and the other. Well, they don't understand that after the ascension process, there is no more mind energy. Mind energy is the darkness, and they're trying to tell us that if you have good thoughts and you feel really nice and you have heart energy, that's the ascension process, which there's a lot of false teachings out there, so you don't want to get caught in that trap. So the whole thing is to get into your heart. First of all, that's your preschool step, is to get into your heart to know your spirit so you can get your own guidance. And then from there, it's up to you to bring more of you back into your body with your spirit so that your body can be able to do the ascension process. And if you're only 20% in your body at the ascension time when the whole universe gets turned off, this is the way the darkness gets released. And then what happens is you have your spiritual blueprint of your spirit and the spiritual blueprint of your body. Now, is your spiritual blueprint of your body clean enough, empty enough? Did it get rid of all the emotional traumas that's preventing your spirit from coming into it fully? Because it'll be there too. And if it's still clogged up, it'll just be held as a blueprint at that time, just the way it is like right now. And so if you're not completely cleaned out, then your spirit cannot come into that body fully, just like we have now where people are not in their bodies all the way. But if you're able to come into your body more fully, then at that point, your spirit can re-energize, reactivate your complete spiritual blueprint of your body, and then it gets rematerialized again. And this is what the ascension is. And then you move on to a higher frequency. And you have the choice to move with the Earth Spirit. The Earth Spirit has already created its blueprint. It's no longer going to experience third-dimensional reality as we know it here. It's been here, done that many, many times. It's going into eighth-dimensional reality. So the Earth Spirit is giving you the chance to go with it because your body can resonate with the Earth Spirit because the Earth Spirit has the makeup of the body, much like, you know, the elements on the Earth here. So your body's made up of these elements, and it's going to allow you to have this wonderful experience to go to eighth-dimensional reality if you choose to. So this is what the ascension process is. The first step, naturally, is like preschool, getting into your heart. And then from there, you work on yourself, doing clearings to get the judgment out of your body so that you can have these densities cleared out of you so that you're able to do the ascension process. But the teachings out there are very strange, very frustrating. Everybody is kind of like in Pollyanna land, thinking that, yeah, I'll just do like, you know, in the 60s, you know, love child stuff and be very happy and gay and smile a lot with people. And it is nice to see people that way, but they may not even be in their heart center. Remember, entities can have a great time. and they can smile a lot too. But so you have to be in your body for the ascension. This is what I'm getting at, and most people don't get that. So hopefully you get it now. And we're going to do another clearing here. We just did the planetary clearing. We did the parallel life clearing. And let me just check out the fast chat here. Let's see here. What do we have happening? I think we're going to do a clearing that deals with putting you in your body properly. Now, this I did at my workshop. So if you want to do this, you can. It takes a few minutes, maybe up to 5 minutes, to get your body so that it's working properly again. So what we're going to do is, first of all, put you in your body properly. You could be 1 or 2 degrees off, and your body just won't feel quite right. So we're going to take you out instantly here, great, and put you back in. Now you're in properly. And we'll do it again here, coming out. I'll count to 10 as you come in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. Now, what happens is sometimes we have a really bad day. Our spirit comes into our body crooked. We don't know about it. And our body doesn't feel right. We don't know what it is. You feel out of whack. Normally with that process, you may get angry because you're just not running the energy right in your body. And maybe your days could be bad. It could be bad for weeks. So what we're going to do is give you a sample of how it is to be in your body improperly. So I'm going to have everyone get turned to the right 90 degrees. Now, like I said earlier, it will take you probably between 2 to 5 minutes to have your body get back into sync. It could be within 10 seconds, but if you don't feel quite right, it's going to be corrected for you because your spirit has to make all the connections over again to connect to your body. So here we go. I'll just take you out. I'll describe what we're going to be doing first before we do this exercise. I'll take you out, turn you 90 degrees to the right, and put you back in again. So if you want to do that to experience what it's like to have yourself and your body improperly with your spirit, it's good because it's good to know because you can always then command your spirit to come in right over again. So this might even feel familiar to you. So here we go. We're coming out of your body, coming out, and coming back in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now you're in crooked, facing the right. And you should feel like all of your psychic energy, your little feelers out there, are actually looking to the right side of you, and your psychic ability in front of you is kind of like not there, but you have great intuition to the right. I'm going to take you out again and put you in properly, coming out and coming back in again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. Like I said, it could take maybe a minute or two, up to 5 minutes maximum, to get your body back into sync. So you should feel pretty good here. I'm going to do another one here, and if you wish to do this one too, this is very interesting. We're going to put you in backwards so that your eyes are facing behind your head. Remember, this happens to you anyway, so it's good to know how it feels so you can go, man, I felt that way before. Now I know what it is. You can identify with it. And I felt that way for months. So here we go. This is a learning process for you. So we're going to come out of your body, and your spirit's turning around 180 degrees. And now we're going to come back in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And you should feel like your psychic radar is really great behind you. But in front of you, as you look out of your eyes, you might feel like it only goes out about a foot or two. But behind you, it goes out about 20 feet. So here we go. We're going to now change that and put you back in properly again. Coming out of your body, turning you around 180 degrees, coming back in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So kind of feel that. If you want to do one other exercise, you can. Remember, this is your choice. This next one will be bringing you in like a crash landing. So let's just say your spirit's way out of your body when you're sleeping. And your body gets startled, the alarm clock goes off, and you go, oh my God, you know, what's happening here? Your spirit has to jump into your body, and all of a sudden does a crash landing like a nosedive. coming off a diving board, and it dives into your body, and it puts your head at your feet. And this really feels weird. So if you want to experience this one, here we go. Coming out of your body, here we go, and your spirit's going to do like a crash landing coming in. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now your head is down by your feet. And this definitely feels weird. If you take a deep breath, you might actually feel some dust coming into your nose, in a sense. You're going to actually feel the energy down by your feet. And so now we're going to take you out again, coming out. And now we're coming back in again properly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Great. There you're coming back in, and you're perfect, tone complete now. Great. So again, it could take a minute or two to have yourself get reconnected again. And I hope this was a great learning process for you. So now you know what to do when you just don't feel quite right someday. When your body just doesn't feel right, your connections aren't being made, maybe you're in a complete mental fog, not knowing what's going on. So here we go. We're going to do a clearing now, bringing in your divine spirit a little bit more into your body now. Make sure that every circuit is aligned properly. And we're going to realign your spiritual energies, all your different bodies that make up your physical body awareness here. So here we go. This is the first 10% being aligned now. Good. You may not feel it until we hit 90%. And we're going from 10 to 20%. Great. 20 to 30. And here we go again. Great. Okay. Now going from 40 to 50. And if you're really, really in tune, you might feel your body changing a little bit. Now we're going from 50 to 60%. Well, these are aligning all of your spiritual holograms, getting them in properly. The dark side likes to move them slightly to get you out of whack. Here we go, 60 to 70%, great. 70 to 80%, good. And 80 to 90, wonderful. Now we're going to count up, and you're going to actually probably feel the energy is changing now if you haven't done it in the past. So here we go, 91%, great, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, and 100. Okay, you should feel pretty good in your body right now. And I'll just talk about some of the events that I have happening here. First, we're going back to New York the end of March, 1st of April, to the New Life Expo there in Manhattan at the New Yorker Hotel. We do one-hour conference calls Mondays and Fridays. The price is $20. And this is Light Ship Healings, where the light beings are working with you. You're on the light ship with the different light beings for healing, physical healings. And that starts at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. We have our Wednesday night events, like tonight, where we have water charge, 7 gallons of water for most people, along with about a half an hour healing. So you have divine water for each day of the week, 4 consecutive Wednesdays. The cost for that is $60 for the month. And that's just wonderful because you have water each day. Each day the water is programmed by the light beings. And the next day's water actually resonates off the one before. So that's why you have them consecutively. We're having a special 4-hour conference call, which will be on the last Sunday of this month. And you're on the light ship for 4 hours. We do water charging also, and this is for ascension preparation. And it's a wonderful time to be on it. It starts 1 o'clock Saturday, Pacific Standard Time, the 23rd. And the fee for that is also $60. You can check out my website, creationlightship.com, and contact me if you wish. If you wish to be on our email list, just scroll down to the bottom of the page here and type it in. You'll get a confirmation sent to you, and just click on it, and then you'll be on our email list. We send out maybe 2 emails a month. So so we don't inundate you with a bunch of stuff. Some people, we get emails from ourselves, and we get like maybe, geez, I probably get 25 a day from different people. So I don't like getting emails that much, believe me. So we're very careful not to inundate you with a lot of stuff. If you have any questions about healings, you know, you can contact me. And I'll just sign off now. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. And again, give me a jingle or just give me an email. So hope that this healing has helped you. And stay in the light. Remember, the light only works in the now. And in the now is where you want to be. The mind energy will no longer exist at the universal shift. And this is where you're going to be in pure love energy. So blessings to all of you. And have a wonderful evening. Our next show will be Friday at 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Thank you.
Houston.